What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
And I'm figuring out why we're so low energy lately. I really count on that music to amp me up at the beginning, Bobby. And we're not getting, for some reason, our intro doesn't play audio for us. It just plays audio for you.
Mm-hmm. So we sit here in dead silence.
Yeah. And it's really weird. I can hear Bobby blink.
Yeah, it's not... It's definitely not what we're used to. Okay, I'll turn myself up a little bit. We've got some people that are renting the studio, so a lot of things have been adjusted here. Mm-hmm. So that may happen.
The studio smells like femininity, and I like it.
Nice. All right. So if you're watching us on Twitch, you may have noticed we've got a brand new layout page, or a brand new Twitch page layout. Thank you to Sniper for handling that. I think it came out looking really fancy here. I'm actually going to bring it up on stream so I can admire it myself.
We're going to stream ourselves streaming ourselves.
Yep, Streamception.
Streamception.
All right. There we go.
The meta stream.
Make sure the audio is not on. All right. There we are. Stream within a stream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, the resolution on this is absolutely terrible. I think I've got to zoom out a little bit. I'll zoom back in.
Streaming to infinity.
All right. It's looking pretty good. All color coordinated. We got our pictures on there. Nice little icons. Nice bold links for everything. You can find everything. Reddit, Facebook. Yeah, man, this is like, if you're looking for any link for any links for us, this is the place to go.
Yep. It's all there. That or dlgaming.net.
Yeah.
Dave says, what does femininity smell like? It's Bobby's left. What's this called?
Left what?
This thing, this hairy thing that you have.
Oh, sideburn.
Sideburn. His left sideburn is the smell of femininity.
Oh, my God, dude. This is showing the wrong thing on OBS.
What?
Yeah. It's showing chat.
Oh, so great.
Can't even see.
Beautiful.
The yeah. All right, guys. Calm down. I'm fixing it. But yeah, so thank you to Sniper for getting that all squared away. It's looking fantastic. We also want to plug our Patreon.
Yep. If you want to support us in any way, financially, it would be nice if you went and checked out our page. You can get there by dlgaming.net. Click on Patreon. Our $5 tier gets you a green name. It gets you a shout out on the podcast, and it gets you access to Bobby and I's movie review podcasts, which are super secret. There may be somewhere on the internet, but we're keeping that secret as well. For $10, you get a t-shirt. And anything out, I forget, what did we do after that? Like,
yeah, we don't have too many past that.
Yeah. If there's another one, there's somewhere where I suck your dick or something. I don't know.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely check out our Patreon. Probably changes come to that at some point in the future too. We might rework that, but, for now, take advantage of what we have to offer there. Definitely check out the free t-shirt or the, t-shirt at the $10 tier. That's a popular one.
It is.
All right. And then also DLGCon 2020 still happening September 24th through 28th. Check out the link in the show notes and see what rooms are available. Talk to people on Discord and they'll tell you how great of a time we had last time. Also, we got a whole channel dedicated to that on Discord as well. If you have any questions, then hop on there, go to the DLGCon 2020 channel and we can help you out.
You know, a long time ago, right before I made my Thailand trip, like a year before my Thailand trip, my buddy said, listen, we all talk. It was like nine of us that went on that trip. Mm. And he's like, if we just talk about it all the time, for years we've been talking about going on a trip together, we're not going to do it. We need to just buy tickets. And then you figure it out later on. So like something like this, you know, it's a vacation for yourself, right? But mm-hmm. like a lot of times if you just plan and plan, if you plan on planning to do it, you'll never usually do it. So you just got to buy the tickets and get it done. Buy the plane tickets. You don't even have to give us money right away. Talked to somebody that didn't have all the money up front, so he just sent me $100 and that secured him the room. We could totally work something like that for you guys out as well.
Yeah, man. We're trying to cover our costs, but really, we're not making any money off of this. This is just all about getting as many people as we can together.
Any surplus is going to go right back into the party. More money, more drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
Strippers.
Booze and food.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I am I'm going to be attending a LAN in San Diego January 24th. We'll see how that goes. But you remember Derek. I think he was on the show a while ago. Derek, local San Diegan, who he's involved with this group, San Diego LAN. They got a website. You can check it all out. But they host LANs not too far from here down in Bonita. And I'm going to go check that out. You know, we talked about doing it last time. We didn't end up making it, but I really want to do that.
Somebody went.
Did she go? I don't think.
Somebody went.
No, I don't think anyone went.
No? Like Admiral Beef or something.
Maybe.
Or not be.
Yeah. I don't know if this is as big of an event as that one was, but still, I think it'll be a good opportunity to meet some people around San Diego who are PC gamers.
We should. Derek was in here, right? Is Derek the one that throws it? Or he's like the second man or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's not his house.
Right.
I think he helps out a lot.
Yeah. That's
the way
these
guys that put it on, like, they really know what they're doing. They've got, like, you know, servers set up. Like,
you going to take your comp?
Equipment. No. They've got 15 or 16 loaners, he said. And it's first come, first serve. So I think I got pretty good odds. And, dude, they got pictures of it on.
When is it again?
January 24th.
We should have Derek on again before that, if we can.
Yeah, that would be cool. I don't know if he's going to be attending this one, but yeah, we should get in touch with him.
If you're wondering how much planning and work goes into DLG, you're looking at it right now. Bobby and I are making plans on the air. That's the only time we talk about stuff, pretty much. Actually, we've been having meetings, and they've been really productive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're getting stuff done.
Yep.
All right, so enough of that. Let's talk about some video games. So, on the radar, games that have come to our attention. We had quite a few posted in Discord here that people wanted to bring to our attention. I only put the ones, you know, we get a lot of recommendations, so I only put the ones that I feel strongly about. And one of those was Rumbo First Blood. So, obviously, a play on Rambo First Blood here. A comedic top-down stealth action game about being a robot vacuum cleaner and fending off burglars from your home. A short experimental game. So you play a Roomba, and it's kind of a Home Alone situation here where you're driving around the house setting up traps and thwarting burglars that are trying to break in. This game is $3. Not that expensive.
It looks good for a $3 game.
Yeah.
I like the aesthetic. Like a lot of pastels.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me, it's almost like the opposite of the one where you're like a dad trying to keep the baby alive. Do you remember that one? It was just a baby trying to kill itself all over the place. And
I don't know if I remember that one. You're running around the apartment. Game, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm not. Maybe this is like some Fumblecore. I'm not sure. It's tagged as indie action, violent, stealth, funny. You can see the vision cones on the burglar, so it looks like stealth is a big part of this. Now, it's made by Samurai Punk, and I'm seeing here in the bundle that there's a few games here, and the only one I recognize is Screen Cheat. Let me click on this and see if it's the same
developer. Played that.
It is, yeah. So these guys developed a game called Screen Cheat. We talked about this a long time ago. Chad was still on the podcast. This was a game where you are meant to play this with other people sitting next to them, all watching the same screen, and you have the split screen, and you're meant to look at each other's screen to see where the other people are because you're actually invisible. So nobody can see each other. The only way you can figure out who is where is by looking at the other screen. So I think you can even play this online. Let me check.
It's a bit of a mind fuck.
Yeah.
And the level design was pretty good. If you're in different areas, like they were color coded. So you generally have a good idea. Oh, he's in the yellow. I'm in the yellow. Oh, he's in the top part. And by then you're already shot in the face or whatever it was.
Yeah. And I think you can see projectiles too. So
if
you see someone shooting, you can kind of figure out where that person's at. But yeah, so I mean, it's a fun, creative idea. It didn't really last too long. It's kind of a
gimmicky thing.
Yeah. It's kind of a gimmick. So, you know, maybe maybe Roomba First Blood is the same, but still for $3, why not?
It's also a play on Roomba.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Roomba. Maybe they didn't want to have any legal issues with using the name.
Bobby, I always feel like a Roomba would be perfect for your place.
I have a Roomba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an old one.
Where's it stay? Where's it docked?
I put it in my closet, and then when I need to charge it, I need to bring it out. But yeah, it's perfect for my place. I turn it on. It's very noisy, though. Those things are loud. It's like the first generation.
Oh, right,
right. It's a hand-me-down from my girlfriend's mom. So, you know, they've got the nice newer ones, and I got... But it works great. I'm not complaining. It works really well.
Well, you could set it to time. Like, you could set it, like, after you go to work to go, right?
Yeah, I've never bothered doing that. Nah. I know you can set a timer, but there's not like an LCD on it or anything sort of display. Like
it's literally just a vacuum that runs around.
No, there's a bunch of buttons on there, and you can figure out how to do it, but I just haven't bothered.
Gotcha.
I just turn it on like usually every other Saturday. Anyway, all right, let's see what else we got here. War Party. So this was posted by Sniper. This is an older game. Yeah, maybe not too old. Let's see.
2019.
Okay, so fairly new. This is an RTS base building game. It is Dinosaurs vs. Undead, I think is what I read.
Cool.
Yeah, which is a great idea because I don't think I've ever seen dinosaurs in an RTS game.
There's a couple, but they're always like expansion. They're not like the focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's, like, asymmetrical. So, you're, like, one race or the other. RTS, base building. I read through a few reviews on this, and they're pretty positive. But one thing I noticed is there are 3 people playing this game right now. All-time peak was 159. So, if you're looking for multiplayer, probably not with this game. But if you want to play through the single player, yeah, it would cost you... Let's see.
$20. Yeah. Double oof.
Seems a little steep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But it doesn't... I mean, it looks like a $20 game, you know?
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good, but I don't know. Maybe... I think RTSs are really hard to sell these days unless it's a big IP like StarCraft or, you know, from the guys that brought you.
Right, right.
You know, that kind of stuff. Like, even Conan Unconquered did not do very well, but it did a hell of a lot better than this.
Yeah.
But still, that was the guys behind, Red Alert, Command & Conquer or something?
Man, Bobby, you should have let me know if we were going to roast War Party, man. I would have made some jokes about it ahead of time. Poor guys. It looks like a good game.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't look bad at all. The graphics remind me a little bit of Warcraft 3.
Yeah, it does.
A little newer. You know, they've got those big tree guys that remind me of the Night Elves.
Speaking of which, I don't keep track of it because I wasn't...
Reforged?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, coming up in... January 28th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Very soon. Yep. All right. So, yeah, I don't know. $20, I'm going to have to pass on that one. Even though I love those RTSs and it's got dinosaurs.
It's true. So, Chad reached out this last weekend. He's like, hey, man, you got time to play? And I was like, yeah. He's like, what do you think of this Darksiders Genesis? And so I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I looked at it, and it is a dungeon crawler, a la, you know, Diablo or whatever. Same is it isometric or 3/4 view?
Yeah, isometric.
Yeah, as a Diablo, but I believe it's built from the ground up to be a 2-player game. So I believe even if you play single, like the other players there. So that's why I think that's why Chad had chosen it. I decided to opt out of it because it was like $30. Is that right, Bobby? I think it might be 60.
Yeah, I would think it'd be more than that.
Yeah, no, it's 30.
$30, huh?
Yeah, but I looked at the reviews. Not to say anything. I didn't see anything bad. But if I was going to play something for only a couple hours with Chad, which I get very low amounts of time to play, especially now and especially with Chad, I was like, let me play something that that I know is good. So I suggested Grim Dawn. One of the expansions has like a 93% or something like that, which I had bought, and he was said he was down. We never got to play anything. That's why I didn't pay. It's like it's never going to happen. But this does look pretty cool. It is not like the other Darksider games, which are, I believe, a third person. Mm-hmm. I've never played any of them. Have you, Bobby?
I played a little bit of one, and I can't remember which one it was.
Okay. But
yeah, it's like a hack and slash third person over the shoulder type game from what I remember.
So this just turns it into a hack and slash isometric, basically. Somebody was, I was watching a review on it, and basically the exact same attacks that the characters have in the third person, they have in this. They just like reimagine the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if you have a good buddy that you know that you, like somebody that you played Divinity all the way through with or something like that, this would be a really good game for you. Everywhere I saw was running around like an 80% or so. It definitely has tons of style, you know. It's like comic book art styling, like very cool stuff. But yeah, I don't know.
There's
I couldn't pull the trigger.
There that like Darksiders too. Like that's a popular series with some people. I think it's more popular on consoles, but... You know, there are people out there, not as many as like the bigger franchises, but you know, some people that are like, oh, a Darksiders game, I'll check this out.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's probably got some pull there.
For sure.
Sniper's reminding me in chat that this, the developers of War Party, he got from a list that I had sent them. I had sent him a list of people that I wanted to interview, and one of them was the developers of Guns, Gore, and Cannoli. So the developers of Guns, Gore, and Cannoli, 1 and 2, also developed War Party. And I know I've talked about both these games on the podcast, but I definitely enjoyed Guns, Gore, and Cannoli, and I don't know why. Like, it's, you know, it's just like a platform, but it's like Italians with like shooting zombies, and you like cannolis are like health, and you have all, I don't know. There was a lot of things I liked about that game.
I remember now that you say the name again, and it's such a memorable name too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just such a unique idea.
Yeah. And now we gave him the double oof. Great.
Yeah. Still, I'd still love to talk to him.
Cool.
Because I, you know,
well, yeah, well, they want to talk to us. Is what he's like? Yeah,
hey, we said War Party looked good.
We'll talk to anybody but the fat Mexican that made fun of us.
All right. So let's see what else we got here. Death Trash.
This is probably the one that I'm most excited about on this list. It looks to me like Wasteland, Wasteland 2, Wasteland 3. You know. RPG, post-apocalyptic, but this dials the graphics back considerably. This is a 8-bit graphics, but they're done pretty well. But it's an action RPG, so basically everything that I said, except for instead of being turn-based, like the Wasteland series is, it's action. So you know you're strafing, shooting a lot of shotguns, a lot of weirdness. Cussing, you know, everything about this appealed to me. At some point, this guy throws up, eats it, and he's like, oh, that's exactly what I needed. It's just a bunch of weird fucking post-apocalyptic. I don't know how to explain it. It's a big, weird game. And one of the great things that I love about 8-bit graphics is if you dial the graphics back a few notches, you can do so much more story-wise, especially with the menus, the numbers, the RNG, all of it. I just feel like so much more of your time and effort can go into making the game good than making it look, air quotes here, good. You know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Bobby? Like, if you had something like Darksiders 3, I would say probably I'm just throwing numbers out here because I'm an expert. 60-70% of the budget goes into the graphics. And the rest of it is like story, music, art, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Something like this, 80% of the budget goes into the story, the interactions, all that stuff.
I mean, I don't know how developing works, but right. I'd imagine.
You'd imagine something like that would be,
this
right?
This has probably got a smaller team as well.
No, of course. Yeah. But had they said, hey, let's make this fully 3D, that might have set them back years, or it would never would have got done. So anyway, I'm not saying this is good. It just brought up a bigger issue.
Well, we'll find out. It's got no release date. It says early 2020, so hopefully soon, and no price point yet.
Yeah.
Death Trash.
I'm saying 20 or 30 range.
20 or 30 bucks?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I'd spend 30 on this.
All right. Last one, Deer Simulator.
Somebody sent me, a non-gaming friend sent me a text. He's like, hey, man, you see this? And it was like Bee Simulator. And I was like, he must think it's weird that there's an animal simulator. And I was like, no, man, there's already goat and geese and fucking all kinds of simulators. So I'm not, it's not very exciting to me. And then I saw him in person. He's like, hey, man, I thought that game looked really cool. And I was like, oh, shit. I thought you were just sending it to me because you thought it was the weirdest thing you've ever seen. There's something to these games. But this is not one of those traditional simulators. It's Deer with four E's. And I think that's a play on how long this deer's neck is. Because he basically uses his antlers as a grappling hook and his neck as a rope. And he can swing around this, it's a physics simulator.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of Goat Simulator. I never really bought into that. I was like, you know what? I guess it's probably funny and there's some funny moments, but how long can that last?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's weird. There's a deer riding a horse. But, yeah, it looks kind of like the same thing, and he's shooting his head out and his neck extends and he latches onto things and he can kind of Spider-Man himself around the map.
And that's it.
a release date, January 21st, so just a week.
Right around the corner, guys.
No price point yet.
Please come back to the podcast. I know that you're all going to be enthralled with Deer Simulator, but we'll be here as well. Send us some messages about what you think.
All right. And so do we have a new channel in Discord?
We do. And there's been some participation, so I brought it up. Sniper's fucking addicted to making new channels. And I mean, I dig the enthusiasm. But I think you show up to DLG Discord and you're like, what the fuck? There's so many channels.
Yeah.
Are we going to it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That was a segue, dude.
No, I know. I'm waiting to see it.
You want
to
see the actual channel?
Yeah, yeah. I want to see the channel because, so it's called.
Well, you should have linked it.
Well, sorry.
Because I got to bring it up in the browser. I don't even know if, let's see.
I don't know if we can do this. do we have the power?
Everyone just sit around and wait while we figure this out.
No, I'll talk about the color purple. I think it's nice.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's coming up. Did you want to I can bring it up so you can look at it. They won't be able to see it.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about a few things that the people have suggested lately. Because a lot of times, especially our fans, our listeners, they're not playing the brand new AAA titles. They're playing older stuff that maybe they didn't have time for. Where is it? I think it's towards the top, I thought. No?
I'll find it.
All right. So people are playing there it is. So Sniper made it. He said it was his first roguelite. He's playing Rad, which Ray and I both really enjoyed. Zap's playing Risk of Rain 2. What else?
Shadow Master's playing
Grip
Combat Racing.
That's the one that you could go on the walls, I think, if I remember right. That's why it's called Grip. Anyway, what else was that? Oh, and Spec Ops: The Line from Warconius. That wasn't even on there. Somebody was playing The Phantom Pain as well. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you want a third or 17th opinion on these games. I like this. I like this channel, actually. It's my favorite brain fart that Sniper's had in a while.
Cool. All right. Let's talk about some games we have been playing here.
Honestly, Bobby, I didn't know that you could link Discord pages.
I don't know. I don't know if you can link directly to the channel, but either way, it wouldn't work because we wouldn't be able to log in on the browser. I mean, we can do it now, but I don't want to sit here and do that live on the show. So games that we have been playing here, like I said last week, true to my word, I played Baba Is You. Let me bring that up so we can all take this in. The name is really weird. I knew nothing about this game other than I had heard lots of people talk about it and recommend it. I was very confused on the title, like Baba is You. What does that even mean? I thought maybe like Alibaba.
No, Baba means dad, right? Like in a lot of...
I have no idea, man.
Okay.
I have no idea, but I thought it was something, yeah, like foreign. Turns out Baba just means you play as a sheep.
Oh.
So I didn't really see that coming, but once you play the game, you figure that out. This is a very, very clever puzzle game, and... it was really smart and really simple, which are the best kind of puzzle games sometimes. Like Line with a Y is a puzzle game that I really, really enjoyed. And I always recommend it. And it's very just relaxing and it's not complicated. And there's a ton of levels and it's just, you know, a cool thing to chill out with. And that's kind of what this game was like, but it does ramp up in difficulty a lot quicker. So right away, after a minute of playing this game, you understand the entire concept. And it's really hard to explain it verbally, but I'll try. So let me pull up a video. That people who are watching will be able to understand this a lot better. So you start off with a map, and there's words on the screen, and they're all in little blocks. So it'll say, wall is stop. That means if you run into a wall, you stop. You can't move past it. And then it says, Baba is you. That means when you move, when you press the move keys, you move the sheep. And you can move these blocks around. Like it'll say, flag is win. You can move the is or the flag or the win. And you move this stuff around. So you're actually changing the
rules,
parts of the game. And it's such a like mind bender.
Yeah,
because
I
you're
bet.
Used to, with every single video game, right? You start playing it and you start understanding the rules of the video game. I shoot the guy's in the head, it does double damage. Okay, I'm going for headshots. Ooh, I step in the green stuff, now I'm taking damage. Don't step in the green stuff. And then you learn that, and then you know that throughout the rest of the game. And games have always been like that, just establishing these tenets of the game and then just playing by those rules. But
so
this just takes those rules, and it's like the game is switching up the rules.
Right.
Like you could change it to wall is you.
Then that's
you
what I was going to ask.
Yeah, and then you move the walls around.
Oh, you can move the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or you just change wall is win, and then you just touch a wall and you win.
Huh.
So, but it grows increasingly complex. And you know, after about an hour of this, I started hitting puzzles that were very challenging. You know, they start throwing in more stuff. Like there's crabs, there's jellyfish in this underwater level. There's skulls that kill. Then they add like a float element, so things float and you can go above it. If it doesn't float and you're floating. Or if something doesn't float, you float, you go above it. If it's floating, you go underneath it. All these new different rules. They add keys and locks, so there's open and shut. It's almost in a weird way. It reminds me of those games that try to simulate programming, you know?
Yeah.
Where you're taking like variables and assigning them to or assigning values to them. It's a mind-bending game, and I definitely recommend it. But, you know, I'm at a point with it now after about 3 hours where I hit a point where I'm just like, God, this is challenging. And you sit there and you look at this and you don't get it and you don't get it. And then all of a sudden, like something clicks, like you try a few
hopefully.
Things. Yeah. And then like it's difficult because puzzle games are always like that. You get it or you don't. So you feel like you're making zero progress. And then all of a sudden you make 100% progress.
Right.
And it's not.
It's not fun on the, there's no lead up. Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You don't slowly figure it out. You just, oh, there it is.
Yeah, so it's, why did that just mute?
I don't know.
On the mouse didn't, all right, let me restart something 1 sec. But yeah, it's a really cool game. I really, really enjoyed it.
It reminds me of a game that I played last night, Rummy Cube. Very, very popular board game. With a bunch of like domino tiles. If you've never played it before, it's you just look at. Whoa, super loud. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. You just look at it and you're looking at the possibilities and you know that there's a possibility there and you're just waiting for that one click. You ever played it, Bobby? Rummy Cube?
Rummy Cube? No, yeah. Not.
It's like. I don't know how to explain it, but it's almost like dominoes, but you can steal other people's combinations to make combinations of your own. And so as the game goes on, it gets more and more complex and there's more things you can do, yet your options in your in your hand becomes low and low. Oh, gone again. Sound isn't working. Sad.
No, it should be back now.
Okay, test, test.
No promises it's going to keep working, though.
Good now. Anyway, it's a recommended board game. I'm trying to introduce like the culture of board games into this family, and it's starting to work. Like
they've never really played board games.
No, they just talk shit about each other behind each other's back, mostly. Yeah,
that's a lot of families.
Yeah. And now it's like, man, dude, Mila won. First of all, she won. I was helping her. She's 8 years old, and it's like a really deep thinking game, and you got to think of multiple steps to win. I have to do this to do this, and then that'll allow me to do this. And like, I was really impressed. What is that? That we keep losing.
The USB cable extender, I think, is not holding enough power.
Okay. We got to order one.
Yeah. We got to fix that.
Today. Yeah. And it happened the other day.
Oh, it happened the other day, too?
Yeah, when the person was renting it. Anyways. Oh, they're saying our voice is really deep.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's something I can unplug down here. Let me take a look.
Is it my voice or both of our voice? Fucking lol, I guess. It's really... I can't wait to... I wonder if this is on the podcast or just live to Twitch that we sound like this.
Yeah, it's going to be both. Well, no. To the podcast, that'll be fine. That's going straight to...
You are all my children. I've been waiting for this moment. Restart mixer, says Recycled. Yeah, so Baba Is You is a lot like Rummy Cube is what we just came up with. I'm going to go ahead and jump on to the next game, which...
All right, well, let me check the price here. Okay, $15 for this game on Steam. It's also on itch.io. And I was able to get a better price on it on there. And I don't know if you've ever used that before, itch.io.
Nope, never even heard of it.
It's a lot of... All right, guys. All right, I'm gonna do it one more time. Brace your ears.
I'll be talking about... Oh, purple. I was talking about purple. I think it's a nice like middle ground between red and blue. You know what I'm saying? Like... Blue sometimes a little too much to the right or left. And you good?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, cool.
Let's hope. But yeah, so.
Bob is, you get in the hot tub.
yeah, so I definitely recommend the game. But yeah, itch.io. So like I see a lot of developers put their games on there, like a real small time stuff. It's... I see a lot of it end up there. But I am very surprised this is not on mobile.
And it should be. Very, damn, yeah, sure.
Very much should be.
Yeah. And I'm always shocked that certain games are not. Like, oh, man, I've really been looking for a mobile game lately because I've had long, long stints at work just sitting there, you know, watching, being a gate guard or whatever. Watching the entrance this week specifically. But anyway, so I've been looking and looking and looking, and everything's just the same shit. You know, there's so much of... They figured out a formula that works. The whole charge you... Take time to do things or, you know, spend money to shorten up those times. Mm-hmm. And what's the other one? Oh, and I see that there's so many games... That just have tons and tons of notifications on purpose. Like,
what do you mean notifications?
I want to say, like, on this page, let's say we're looking at the kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. You can click on the tavern, the kingdom, the armory, the this, the that. There's like 8 things to click on. And of those, 3 of them are red after a mission. And then you click on the tavern, you go inside the tavern. Then there's 8 things to click on. Of those, 3 of them are lit up. So you got to click on every single one of those. It's almost just like mobile gamers are really just looking for time sinks.
Yeah.
Cause it's just so much clicking.
All compulsive stuff.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, exactly. Tiny little rewards, tiny little, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, there are good games on there, but I just, I have a lot of disgust with mobile in general.
Yeah, I just needed it this week for what I was doing, but I never found anything satisfying.
Yeah, there's a few good puzzle games. Like, I could count maybe one or two good games I played on mobile. 80 Days is on mobile. Definitely recommend that. The Go games, like Hitman Go, Lara Croft Go,
yeah,
those are decent puzzle games on there. Like, every now and
80
then
you Days
find,
intrigues me. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
80 really Days cool. would be a good one there. It's a lot of, it's not a lot of reading. It's not Disco Elysium.
Right.
But there is reading, so be warned. All right, so let's hear about Trine 4. You had a chance to play that?
Very little. I would say 20 minutes or so. I just want to comment on a few things. These games are known for how pretty they are. We've always talked about how beautiful the backgrounds are. I mean, we're talking about, like, up there with, like, the Blind Forest.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hand-painted. At least part one and two really seem like hand-painted backgrounds with, like, man, they really capture this glowing effect that is just beautiful in these games. And then somewhere around three, no, exactly at three, I believe they went full 3D graphics with, and then got rid of the hand-drawn backgrounds. And
wait, are you talking about Trine?
Yeah, now I'm back on Trine.
Well, they switched to, I mean, it always had the 2.5D look to it. I mean, they used the Frostbite engine, which was, especially back when the first Trine came out, like, that's for a 2D platformer, you're using an engine that they use in for, like, the Battlefield games. Like,
right.
Or is it Battlefield, or maybe it was a Call of Duty, I can't remember. But yeah, it was weird. It was like overkill. But Trine 3, the big difference with that was they gave it a Z axis. So you could always move your characters left and right, but in Trine 3, you can now move them further away from you and closer to you, so on the Z axis. And it changed the game in many different ways, and it just wasn't well received. And I didn't mind it as much, but people really hated it.
Were you saying that the first ones were on Frostbite, Bobby? Like Trine 1?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Wow. Yeah,
Trine 1 and 2. And it also had very good support for NVIDIA 3D Vision. So we played Trine 2 together,
yeah,
like all the way through way back in the day, like 2012 maybe.
Yeah.
But I think I played the first one all the way through with, maybe I played some of the second one with 3D Vision. But it was good. I mean, it looked beautiful.
Yeah. And I don't know if, like, I've just seen so many stunning things at this point where I'm like, something was telling me that it just doesn't look as good as the other ones. Now, graphically, like 3D, the rendering, I guess you would say, it does look better, but it's lost some of its magic from what I saw. But I don't know. We're going off of, like, the very beginning of the game. There's a lot more story to it. There's a lot more narration, which I didn't listen any of it because I was talking to Days about other stuff. But I plan on starting from the very beginning again because I didn't get very deep. What I did like that was different was this is largely a physics game. It's a 2D side-scroller, but you're playing as three different characters, and each one of them has their own way to affect the physics in the game. They gave the knight a butt stomp. He didn't always have that, right, Bobby?
No, he could kind of parachute with his shield, and then he was the only character that could just straight up attack.
Yeah.
Melee attack.
Nobody else can attack, so it's good to have the knight around.
Yeah,
he
could block things with his shield.
Yeah, but it's largely like a puzzle game, masked as a 2D adventure game.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really liked about Trine 4 is that there's more to do than just move to the right. Like before, I feel like all you had to do was progress into the level and eventually you win. Like you just got to keep moving right. Mm-hmm. And now there's all these gems and like stuff you want to pick up. You don't have to, but you can, and it's a harder puzzle than just going to the right. There's like incentive for figuring out how to get that gem specifically, you know? And then there's also, there's a class tree and XP unlocks, and you can invest into, like if you really like one guy over the other, you can start investing in that guy and then, you know, use more. And a lot of the puzzles have multiple routes on how to do it. You know, you could either swing up there with the thief, or you could butt stomp the seesaw. There's a lot of seesaws. That's where the butt stomp comes in. See right there? Mm-hmm. And you know, when me and Bobby played this through trying two, there was a lot of stuff we were like, because we're playing at the same time as two of the characters, mm-hmm. and we barely got through shit. And we were like, how the fuck would a single player have done that? You remember that, Bobby?
Yeah.
We did it. We never understood, or I guess we never played the game single player to see if the game changes if you're playing two player or one player. Maybe they move things a few feet away.
It's possible they made it a little easier.
Yeah. But we never know, but that was really well done. More on this later. I think this is my next game with Mila because Rayman Legends got a little too hard for her. We're on the last three levels. Like, when I say levels, I mean, like, they're stages, basically.
Yeah.
We're in the 99 percentile, and it's just like, I can't. She can't. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard stuff.
Yeah. You know, now that I think about it, trying three, I think a big issue that people had with it wasn't just the whole Z-axis thing and changing the game, but they released that game unfinished.
Oh, I remember. It was early access.
Yeah. And there wasn't very much of that game when they released it, and they're charging full price, and I think people were really off-put by that. I am still trying to complete that game. I'm very close to finishing Trine 3, and now that it's a complete game, it's actually, I like it. It's really good, but they did add kind of what you're describing in this one. They added a lot more of that game outside of the game, so they had a map where you could run around and go to the levels, and then you could unlock different parts of the map to play different levels, so, you know, there was that, the whole meta to it.
But more on this later. I've been trying to get Bobby to play with me. Bob, why don't you just pick it up so we can just play it, you know?
Yeah, maybe I will.
I mean, we know we're going to have a good time.
What's the price on this? Let's see.
20, I think, is what I paid for it.
It's on sale for $19.49 right now, typically $30, which is kind of pricey. The other games, I don't think, were that much. I want to say they were $15 or $20.
You do have to think about how much time it takes to make these backgrounds, man.
Yeah.
Jesus, it's a gorgeous game still.
I'm glad they're still making these games. I like the Trine series a lot.
Yeah, me too.
You can get all of them for $27 right now. Jeez.
Including Trine 4?
I think so, yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah, go do that. If you have one friend in your life, go do that.
Yeah, I wonder if I could buy this. Sometimes you can buy a bundle, and if you own stuff in it, it gives you a reduced price. So this might end up being cheaper than if I were to buy the game on its own.
Yeah.
Cool, man. All right. What is Kiwico.com?
So it's one of these subscription boxes that are so popular right now. I mean, everybody likes it. On the consumer end, you get Oh, and by the way, the people that were renting the studio, they have a startup where they're going to be doing subscription box for CBD products. And they already have a bunch of funding, and it looks really good. It might take off. So
nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. It has nothing to do with me. They're just renting the space. But I do want to get my pesky little hands on it. And this is another one. Oh, anyway, it's good for the consumer because they get a Christmas every month, you know, like, ooh, what's in this box? You've done it, Bobby. You've been in that game for a super long time, since I want to say Loot Crate was one of the very first ones, and you
I
were
had
getting
Loot Crate for a little while. Yeah, but not too long.
But that's like early adopter days. Back then it was just like there was like five. There was like, I want to say, I was trying to think about this the other way.
They always had like that, not related to loot box or anything, but you know, like the Jelly of the Month Club or something.
Jelly?
Yeah, it's a joke from Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
You know, he gets instead of getting his bonus, he gets a subscription to the Jelly of the Month Club.
Yeah,
but they've always had stuff like that, wine, cheese,
yeah.
Like things like that. So,
but it's, somebody figured out if we don't tell them what they're getting, we can do whatever. And they're making money on both ends because I think whoever is putting stuff in the box is also either paying or you know, there's kickbacks. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They're getting money from the subscribers and the people that are putting things in the box.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to say Dollar Shave Club was the first one to do it right. Anyway, so KiwiCo is something for kids, and it's like a STEM type thing. And I told Sam, because I'm always trying to like, oh, my entire life, I was like, oh, like once I got older, I didn't realize that I could be these things. Like I didn't know that I could be this or that or the other. So I always tell Sam, or I always tell Mila, like, anytime she's interested in anything, I was like, well, you could do that. You know, she's playing with dolls. I'm like, you could make dolls. Or, you know, do you know how that's made? So I'm always, like, giving her options. I was like, oh, you can have that as a job. Because mm-hmm. she's always playing the apps where, like, you build a ice cream cone or a banana split. And I'm like, well, you can design this or that or figure out a machine that does that or whatever. It's giving her options, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, so this is kind of like a STEM type thing that's sent to you every month. And you can select their age anywhere from like, it looks from here from 2 to, what is that, 14 that nerdy kid is?
I don't know.
And I was really, so we did that one, Bobby. See the third one there? The one with the striped shirt?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so we made this claw, like a functional machine claw that can grab things, and we made a little game. So it's basically like the claw game that you play at the arcade. But, you know, she built it from the ground up out of cardboard, and it totally worked, and it was very, very easy. And I let her do the whole thing, and it was fun for me and her. I don't know. I thought it was fucking fantastic. I was really, really, I thought it was really cool. And I feel like, not just that, like I said, the whole board game thing, we were playing Monopoly. I feel like in the 45 minutes that we played Monopoly, she learned more about economics than she has in school over the last 2 years. You know what I mean? If they're vested in it.
Do they teach economics in fourth grade?
I'm saying just math generally. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's real world, some real world skills right there.
Yeah. And man, welcome back to Dadcast.
Yeah. Speaking of dad, that's going to be tomorrow, right?
I'm having a baby tomorrow. They're going to cut my girlfriend apart, pull out a baby, stitch her back up together, and then we spend 3 days in the hospital while she recuperates, and then we come home, and everybody's telling me that you won't sleep, you won't have any time, and I was like, all you have to do is keep the thing alive, right? Like, I don't...
Yeah, how hard can it be?
How hard
know.
Can it be?
I'm not a parent. I don't want to comment on that. But because it's a C-section, you just have a date scheduled. You go in and they do it right there.
Yep.
You don't need to wait for her to go into
labor. We have an appointment for a baby.
Dang.
Yeah. Because everybody's, like, I'm telling people at work, oh, yeah, tomorrow, 3:30. And people are like, what are you talking about? But, yeah, it's a planned C-section. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I am tentatively excited. I'm more nervous than I am excited, I guess. You never know what's going to happen. We've done all the tests. Everything's cool. So, I don't know. I've never been a dad before. Although, you know, the way I talk about Mila.
Yeah.
And I am a uncle of about 19 kids. I'm a great uncle, like 4 or 5 times over. I'm fantastic with kids. So, on that end, I'm not worried about it at all. It's just... complications, I guess, is what I'm worried about. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they've done the tests and everything looks good, then you know, hopefully everything's going to go well.
Dude, it's crazy. They you go in and there's like these, I forget what it's called, but like, you know how they do the, what's it, a sonogram?
Mm-hmm.
And then every, I think twice during the pregnancy, you go in for the deep dive sonogram, which is like every vertebrae is checked, every like joint.
Wow.
Everything. You can see like brain function, and you're looking at this thing. Look, the other ones are all just like what you would expect. Like if you break your leg, you get to see the leg bone. This one is like several levels deeper than that. And it's crazy, man.
Technology.
Yeah.
JP Diddy giving some fatherly advice in the chat here. He had a kid about a year ago, so yeah. Yeah, good luck with that, man. I don't know if I'm brave enough to go down that road, but you never know. So, because we got kind of a light show here today,
I was thinking you're going to save this for like when we have four people here.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't it play better? But go ahead.
But this is what I'm going to do. So we're going to try to incorporate some games into our gaming podcast here. We've done this from time to time, but it's been a while. So a game I got set up and ready to go is I'm going to play a little music from a video game here, and you're going to see if you can guess what
game it's from. I'm so bad at this. I have a non-functional brain, Bobby. Like,
well, you know, the problem with me is I turn the music off in a lot of games, so I would be totally lost. But a lot of these are pretty iconic. I have three categories, easy, medium, and hard. And if you can't get it, then if we got some people in Twitch chat that want to call in on Discord, we can phone a friend here.
Oh, nice.
See if they can get it. But just fair warning, have your mics ready to go tested.
We would have had to been signed into Discord, are we not?
We are in Discord. I just can't display Discord on the screen for Twitch chat.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Well, fuck Twitch chat. There's like eight people.
All right. So do you want an easy, medium, or hard one here to start off with?
Definitely easy.
Easy? Okay.
I'm not a music person.
All right. But I feel like some of the easy ones are super easy. And I also did this with everybody on the podcast in mind. There are some that might be easy for Chi, but maybe harder for you and vice versa. Okay. So you want an easy one here. All right. Everybody listening, let's make sure we got the sound up. Actually, let me make sure I do have the sound up because I think these might play pretty low.
Oof. Windows 10. Windows 10.
All right, okay, let's go with this one.
Skyrim. The manliest shit ever. Testosterone. You know what I mean? It's just like a bunch of men. I love it.
Give the listeners a chance, man. Jeez. God, I didn't even know that one was Skyrim, but yeah, that's okay. That's the easiest one you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
You want a medium one or you want another easium?
Another easy.
Easium. Did I say easium?
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes we take the easium to the disco.
All right.
Disco.
Wait, did you say easy or medium?
Easy.
Okay. God. Really? You don't want
to? Yeah, dude, I'm bad at this. I know. But you picked one of my favorite games of all time.
All right. Let's try this one here. This one is I labeled as easy. I don't know what it is. Let's figure it out. You got to know this one. You know this one. You have energy. Some awesome.
I love it. I don't know what it is. It's got very good. Nintendo? Games. I don't know.
Chat got it. Recycled and chat got it. Yes, that is Doom.
Oh, the old Dooms?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play the old Dooms, really.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. Dang.
Yeah. I was too busy playing Tribes. Tribes, mostly.
Yeah. I'll give hints for those playing along in chat here. Like, I'll give hints. See, I thought Demons would have given it away. But yeah, I think that was the first level of Doom.
By the way, when it was playing and you were talking, I couldn't hear a shit what you were saying.
All right. Let me turn my headset up so we're on the same level.
I'll never be on your level, Bobby.
Are you? Is this you right here? Hold on. Check.
Yes. Okay. But it went low.
Yeah, you're turned way up.
I'm also old.
All right. Yeah, I'm also only wearing one ear on my headset. Okay. All right. I'll probably turn him down a little bit so you can hear me talking. All right. Easy, medium, or hard? You gotta try some of the other ones.
All right. Medium.
All right. Let's do a medium.
So they're blind to you as well.
I have the answers here if I need to look them up, but I did all the research, so I should know these. But there were some where I was just like, that would be tough. I don't know if I'd get this. All right, we're going to try a medium one here, folks. Oh, this is so easy.
It sounds like Doom again. Is it Doom 2016?
Yes, it's Doom 2016.
Okay, it was the same run.
I really should look at these. Yeah, that was a bad one. Yeah, okay. Someone said Quake in chat. Not quite. Yeah, so it's like the new version of Doom. Yeah, oh, God damn it. All right, I'm giving you another easy one. I'm sorry, medium.
Oh, yeah, this is Bastion. I love this song, dude. See, the song makes me tear up. That's how good this song is.
So you're getting it. You are what, 4 for 5? Who's counting? Are you counting? I was. I think I only put like 20 seconds. I just wanted to play a little bit.
I dig my hole, you build a wall.
I've never played like a song for my personal enjoyment outside of a game more than this game, that song.
All right. Time for a hard one here. You got to do at least one hard one. Mm-hmm. And then I got a bunch of these. We'll save this for another night when we got more people here. And we're coming up with more ideas for games, too, for people to play along with. So, and also, I'd like to have like listeners call in and try this out as well. So we'll figure out what we can do. All right. Here's a hard one.
Oh, I know this. Is that Dust?
No, not Dust. What is it?
It's some sort of Final Fantasy or something.
Well, Codius says Ori.
Yes, it's Ori.
Ori and the Blind
Forest. Yeah, that's what it is.
See, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Gosh, that is gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a good one. How many of those did we do? Hard.
But not in a sexual way, like in a magic loving way.
See, Ori, I didn't play much of that game, but I don't really remember any specific, like, you know, big song
right.
away from it. Like, it all just kind of has the same kind of vibe to
that song always plays during, like, the story modes. The story portions.
Every time they
portions.
Do story. Yeah.
Okay,
so yeah, there's a little repetition.
Yeah. All right. God, I knew that. Fuck.
Oh, my God. So you've got all of them except for one?
Yeah, it was a hard one.
No, for Doom.
Oh.
That's the only one you didn't get, and you said you're bad at this game. All right.
I never played. The only reason I got the second Doom is because I first heard the first Doom.
All right. Yeah, maybe.
Give me one more.
All right. One more hard, medium, or easy?
Medium.
Medium. What did I do last time? I think that one. All right, let's do this one. Medium.
She's a rogue?
No. Oh, I know what this is. Don't spoil it, chat. All right. It sounds old. It sounds very pixelated, right?
Yeah. I'm still saying Streets of Rogue. It sounds exactly like Streets of Rogue.
Big game. Big game that everybody played, and you didn't have to kill people. You could be nice to them.
Oh.
What a shit call.
I wasn't into it at all. I don't know, man. God, I hated that game.
We had a hard time with it.
Yeah.
All right, Chad, anybody? Anybody got that one? We play a little bit of this for you. I'd be surprised if nobody got this. This is a game.
Spoilers, a fucking Daisy is the bad guy.
Yeah, the Daisy was a bad guy. Double Dragon? No.
No, dude.
Oh, come on.
Dude, fucking Sans. Sans is the skeleton. He's like
people
the guy.
Are yelling at their, their car right now.
Yeah.
It's Undertale, folks.
Undertale.
We all forgot about Undertale, man. We were all like, ooh, Undertale. And then.
Dude, it's one of those things that hit it during a lull in gaming, I feel like. I don't know.
Was that 2014? I think that came out.
Huh?
Understand. I'm guessing that's a typo. I think it was 2014 that game came out. 2015, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And took the, like, young folks by storm.
Yeah, the kids loved that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was fun. We'll do more of that later and more other types of audio games.
Don't play it, Wakonis.
Hey, it might be good. Let's talk a little news here. We got a few articles, and then we'll get to listener questions. First up, there is a rumor that suggests the Xbox Series X... Hold up. The Xbox Series X will support Steam and Epic Store. So it was... This is not a rumor. So, well, I don't think this part is a rumor, that the Xbox Series X is supposed to have a Windows mode where you can boot it up just like it's a PC and load into like a version of Windows. Maybe it's like when they had those Windows tablets, it's like a scaled down version of it. But there's been rumors that in that windowed mode, you can load up Steam and Epic in there and then play those games, which would be crazy.
Every article I've looked at about this, just that's their forefront. They're basically selling you a PC.
Yeah.
You're just getting, I mean, and that's what you were buying with like the other consoles, but this is even closer than the other ones. I guess, why are you buying one at this point? Why would you buy the next Xbox? I guess so you don't have to like worry about, I mean, you don't have to worry about anything anymore anyway.
Yeah, well, what I've heard also, I mean, this is going to be able to do a lot of things. Just like they did with the last Xbox, they tried to make the last Xbox like an all-in-one gaming and media center. And they're going to try to do the same thing with this one as well, and also maybe capitalize on the whole PC thing. But someone was telling me you can set this up where you get the Xbox Game Pass, and then you can stream games to any screen in your house from there. Like they'll have an app on your TV or on like, you know, Amazon Fire Stick or whatever, where you load it up and it streams that straight to the screen. So this is going to be like the one device, one computer, one gaming system, one media system you have in your house. And then all you need in your house are screens.
Home computer, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe this is where it starts. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. This is all a lot of speculation. We aren't going to know until it comes out in December of this year. November. Is when it comes out.
So the rumor is that it supports what?
Epic and Steam.
Does it support Insidious? Now, you can support Insidious by going to Insidious.com, which is at dlgaming.net. Use the promo code DLG, and you get 10% off your entire order. That is my hot sauce. And we are selling... Most of our sales are going to repeat customers at this point. People need it to have delicious meals at this point. It's good shit. It's a hot sauce. It's unlike anything else out on the market. It was the only reason I got involved. What else can I say about it? Gosh, it's good. It's really good. We just made a new batch. I feel like... I don't know what it was. Nantucket Nectars, I think it was, that like had this warning label that said that like no two bottles are the same because we use like fresh stuff. And the same thing here. It's like our batches vary. So our last batch, the original was super fucking spicy, where it matching our fire. So there was almost like indistinguishable between the two because one was so much hotter. On this one, the original we dialed way back, but the flavors are just, man, I re-fall in love with Insidious every time. I don't eat it that much because I would, from the 10 crack commandments from Biggie Smalls, he says, don't get high on your own supply. And it's like, I would eat it for every, and I'm not just trying to sell it. It's fucking so good. It might be because it's a Mexican recipe and I'm Mexican and I'm genetically predisposed to enjoy these flavors, and most of the people I sell to are Mexican. But if you like spice, you like savory, you like, I don't know, a good bite, it's good shit. I promise you it's a good. If you don't like it, somebody close to you will. But I haven't met anybody that doesn't like it, or at least they're lying to me. And just look at, I don't know, talk to other people. Ask somebody who's had one. and then get back to me.
Yeah, we should have some listeners call in with some testimonials.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can check that out at dealgaming.net. Just click on sponsors and you can see it right there.
Yep. I got to pee, Bobby. are you going to be able to run this show without me?
Oh boy, I don't know.
Do you want to take a sabbatical or what is it called?
I'll take a sabbatical.
Intermission.
How long is it going to be?
Like, I just got to pee and make another drink.
Is that going to be that long? I'll talk about Gorilla Mind.
Okay, cool.
Do my shtick for this since we're doing ads here. Doing ad reads. I need to pre-record these ad reads. Make it a lot easier. Put a little music in there. Sound real professional. So yeah, Gorilla Mind, guys. Let's talk about it. Just you and me now. All right. I've been taking two of the Gorilla Mind Rush every day. Right when I wake up, so it hits right when I get to the gym on an empty stomach, so I'm flying. I'm thinking about cutting it down to one because they're a little too intense. So Gorilla Mind, it's a cognitive enhancing supplement. They've got the Rush and the Smooth and a few other brands. The Smooth, we've talked about, it's pretty good for gaming, but you know, the Rush I find is way better for working out, and it's just helped me like really push the limits on my workout, like totally has. Although I find two is about my maximum. I'm thinking of cutting it down to one because I will forget counting my reps. Like, I'll just lose track of what number I was on. I'll be like 9, 10. I should write a book. Fuck, where was I? So, you know, like, I'm getting kind of that tweaker brain a little bit if I take too much of this. So definitely watch your dosage there. Of course, that all depends on like your weight and what else you put in your body. But I highly recommend it. I think you can get, I'd have to look at their page again, but I think you can get the Rush for like $35 on sale for a bottle of 100. So that'll last you a pretty long time if you're doing one or two. So yeah, definitely check that out. I really thought this would go longer. It's going to be a while till Emilio gets back. So let's just continue on with the news here, I suppose. Unless someone in chat wants to help me out, throw me a question, give me something to talk about. All right. While you're thinking about that, I'm going to bring up the next article here. Cats. Talk about cats. I'll talk about cats, man. I'll give you a little preview on my next Twitter post here. My girlfriend's cat got a new collar, video game related. So look forward to that on my Twitter page. I'm learning how to tweet. Tell us about the book I want to write. Oh man. No, I thought it would be a good idea. This is totally like strung out, like big ideas but no follow through type of thinking here because I was on too much Gorilla Mind. But I thought it would be cool to just start writing my thoughts on gaming and just, you know, it's been a big part of my life, but just various aspects of gaming, you know, like gaming and addiction, gaming and storytelling, like just, you know, a lot of the stuff that we talk about on that comes up on the podcast, but in a more thought out way, just more like a collection of short essays, I guess. Yeah. Wiener Schnitzel? Hold on, let me catch up, chat. You're moving way too fast. Yeah, my girlfriend will probably be at TwitchCon 2020. I think she felt a little left out last time, so I'll bring her next time. And she'll find out about us. Yes, she will. So don't embarrass me. Yeah, she's really into cats. It's weird. It's her cats, but I pick the collars for them sometimes.
Well, I could talk about collars.
Collar, how to poach an egg? I don't know how to cook. Collars, what type of collars?
We're talking about pet collars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the one that I bought for Jocko, because if you buy one that has a chain hanging out, all they do is make noise when they're moving around. Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding. Hmm. The collar that we got him has all the information, like, burnt into the leather, you know? So it says his name, my name, my phone number.
Oh, okay.
All the way around.
So you don't have any of the metal making noise.
Yeah, there's no metal. It's just leather. And, well, except for the buckle part.
Hmm. All right. Where do we leave off at? News. We're in the middle of news.
All right. In the middle of news.
Yeah. Next article. Steam is making big changes to the way it handles game soundtracks.
What's up with this?
So,
never personally bought one soundtrack ever.
Well, you probably have some just because you got it in a bundle or a deluxe version. You know, you probably just got it incidentally somehow. Right. I know I have several, and the way that Steam handles music is not great. Number one, it's listed as DLC. You have to own the game before you can buy the soundtrack as DLC. So if you just wanted the soundtrack of a game and you don't own the game, then too bad.
Okay, another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go back and listen to any of the soundtracks?
It's been a long time, but I have.
Can you name some?
I listened to the soundtrack of, oh God.
Dust, I know for sure, because you learned how to play it.
Are you talking about just on Steam or just in general?
Steam specifically, because I know for a fact a few times you've spent the extra $2-3 just to get the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure, collector thing, a completionist thing, or
it was that they were probably on sale, but also there were some soundtracks that I do like. You know, I've constantly been contemplating getting the soundtrack for Guard Duty because the song they play at the title screen it's a very simple tune. It matches the game perfectly. It's a very simple but catchy tune, and then it's kind of layered on with different instruments, and I really like it, and I would love to just listen to it over and over again and try to figure it out just by ear on the piano. But, yeah, it's not on YouTube. It's not, I can't find it anywhere.
But it being on sale, not the one you were just talking about, but all the other ones you bought,
mm-hmm.
it being on sale, like, even if a soundtrack was 1 or 2 cents, I don't think I would pick it up because I know that I wouldn't listen to it independently of the game.
Well, I would feel a lot better about it if Steam had a better way of playing the audio on there because their whole audio library thing is kind of a joke. They list it as, I don't even know where it is in your Steam library.
Is there an audio player?
Yeah, there is an audio player, but it's not very good. Nothing about the whole experience, the whole UX and UI of Steam playing audio is good.
And yet somehow they sell hundreds of thousands of...
Most of them are just part of deluxe editions, and people pick them up for that. But I don't know how many people are actually listening to their music on Steam. But yeah, so some of the changes they're making is now you can buy the soundtracks without purchasing the base game. You can also download the soundtracks without downloading the base game. So if you didn't have the game installed, you couldn't download the soundtrack. Customers can browse and manage their own and downloaded soundtracks directly from the new Steam library. So I guess they're going to improve that. They can configure a Steam music directory where all soundtrack content will be placed. So yeah, this is something that's needed a lot of attention for a while.
Yeah.
It's always been kind of, it hasn't been a priority, and understandably so, but it is nice that they're paying some attention to it now.
I feel like we always say the exact same thing every time that Steam makes things. It's like, or does anything. We're like, well, you know, it's late to the party, or they could have done this a long time ago, or why didn't they do this sooner? But, you know, they just go at their own pace. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like, oh, finally, thank God they finally handled this issue, but it is nice. It's almost like just a quality of life thing that I figured had to happen at some point.
Yeah. I hope it'd be nice to like put it together, a playlist using different soundtracks,
mm-hmm.
and just like, you know, your ultimate video game soundtrack mix.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool.
Although you could just go to YouTube and type that in and somebody already made it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you could put it on your curator page.
Yep.
Okay, last bit of news. Legends of Runeterra.
Yeah, so this is Legends, League of Legends has a card game coming out. This is one of their 6 games that they announced that took the world by storm. But I'm excited for this because, one, I'm a card game player. I love these kind of things. If it's a good one, I'll be able to learn the lore of LoL, which usually as soon as anybody brings up League of Legends, like my eyes gloss over. I have no idea what any of the characters are. What do they do? Blah, blah, blah. I'm guessing like sometimes you guys talk about how there's the same character in like all the MOBAs. Isn't there like a fat guy with a fucking claw that grabs people and brings them in?
Stitches, Pudge.
Yeah.
Does League of Legends have an equivalent to that? Probably.
Yeah, probably, right? So, like, I don't know any of that stuff. So, if I can learn that stuff through a card game, like, through the medium, my universe, my my dimension that I like to look at things through, it that's how I can learn about things, and that'd be cool. So, I'm tentatively excited about this. It's hard to make a good card game. Look at Steam. They fell.
Nobody plays card games, though. It's just, I mean, even Hearthstone is... one of Blizzard's worst IPs. I mean, it's just like maybe right above Heroes of the Storm. But
no, their first year and second year, they fucking killed it. Yeah,
but then everybody loses interest in card games. Like it.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's the biggest success of a. Well, I don't know how Magic does these days, and that's a lot of nostalgia, and you know, people already know the game.
The other one did pretty well too. The one that I like. Well, I feel like it did well. The Elder Scrolls Legends. Yeah, I feel like they peak. If they're a good game, they peak for one or two years, then they die down, which is better than most video games.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. Man, okay.
But just to show you how hard it is to make a good card game, Steam falling flat on their face on that one, that is... Man, we don't like to talk about Aunt Sue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's... I saw another article. I didn't bother to put it up there, but I think it was from a week or two ago where Riot was talking about how they researched extensively and were very, very careful about the way they announced and rolled out a lot of these products because they saw how badly it went for Valve, for Diablo, or Diablo, the mobile game. Like they saw that and they're like, we need to be very, very careful about how we do this. And so all these new games that they're coming out with, they are putting a lot of thought into the way that they announce them and the way they kind of slowly roll them out.
Little more. Well, here's the thing. League of Legends is viral in... what's the word? How do you say that? In and of itself?
In and of itself.
Yeah. Because as soon as...
that's what they thought about Dota, too. I mean, they had this huge player base, and they're just like, let's tap into this with another game that speaks to these people and it's something they already know. And it didn't work. Of course, I don't know. I hear Dota's been losing a lot of players too, but I guess that's just to be expected with time. But yeah. Have you looked at the numbers for... It came up somewhere in an article recently for Artifact, the number of people playing that. Dude, it's like 50.
It's Jesus.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, wow. I think the last time I checked, it was like 1,000 or so.
I was so hyped for that game because I remember that they got the original maker of Magic the Gathering. That was like the lead designer on that.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
They had... I don't know. I didn't play it, but I kind of felt like they really messed up in the beginning with trying to weasel in some sort of for-profit thing.
Yeah.
And that backfired and they couldn't earn people's trust back even after they had changed it. I don't know. They still said they're going to revamp the game. Like they're going to redo it, and it's going to they'll have a big re-release. But I don't know how.
I'd still be down. You know, got to try it out.
If anyone could do it, Valve could.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to listener questions. We've got a lot here. We've got a lot from the usual crowd here. Warconius is back with some listener questions. My first question of 2020: will Steam be able to hold off Epic? How many games on Game Pass by December 2020? Half-Life Alyx, a massive success. Bethesda usually has surprise announcements at E3. Will we get Starfield? Cyberpunk 27 will sell out Final Fantasy VII will outsell Final Fantasy Remake. Is Sasha Gray going to move to Mixer?
Jeez.
A lot of questions here.
Yeah. Can you give them to me one at a time? I got an answer for each one of them.
Will Steam be able to hold off Epic?
Yes. For the immediate future, for the next 5 years at least.
Okay. How many games on Game Pass by December 2020?
Don't know. Don't care.
Will Half-Life Alyx be a massive success?
Yes.
All right. Bethesda, will they announce Starfield at E3?
Yes, because they've been dropping the ball, man, and they got to get some... fan appreciation back, and It is, oh man, they went from my favorite company to a company I rarely think about now. So they need to, like, much like Blizzard said, Overwatch 2, and just, you know, throwing out the biggest fireworks they can. I feel like Bethesda is going to do the same thing. They're going to show everything they have on Starfield. Hmm. Or maybe even Elder Scrolls.
I'm sure they'll show us something, because all we have right now is a teaser trailer that is just the title, right? Just
yeah.
The logo.
And same thing with Elder Scrolls 6.
Yep.
Yeah. They know the setting, and there's like a shot of... Oh, they think they know the setting because there was a shot of the mountains, and that would be where, I don't know,
where the red
people come from.
Oh, like, well, I mean, the setting, I thought you were going to just be like, it's a fantasy setting. There's
no, Elder Scrolls has a whole world already set up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, with continents and all that stuff.
All right, Cyberpunk 2077, will it outsell Final Fantasy VII Remake? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah.
Sasha Gray going to Mixer?
I don't know what that means. I know who Sasha Gray is. I know what Mixer is.
She has started streaming on Twitch.
Mm.
I don't know. Did she get a lot of viewers? Like,
I don't
would
know.
They? Because I feel like you have to have a lot of viewers to be offered.
Are you a fan, Bobby?
Of what?
Sasha Gray.
Sasha Gray. yeah, like 15 years ago.
Ooh, take that, Sasha.
No, I don't know what she's doing now. She wrote a book. She was on a podcast plugging that. But she's been in some movies. She was in a movie with... who's that Hobbit in that Hobbit movie?
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, Elijah yeah. Wood.
Yeah, she has, she's been co-star with a lot of people with the last name Wood. Do you see what I did there? Do you think I have porn star last name jokes in my back pocket ready to go? Fuck off.
All right. Another question here from Orconius. Emilio, would you get back into The Witcher 3, or are you completely done with it?
The show made me think about going back, man. Fuck.
Is there DLC you haven't played yet?
No, I've played it all. Okay. There is plenty of stones unturned.
Yeah,
like, it's so fucking
so much
giant.
Content in that game.
Yeah.
Also, Bloody Baron, what did you end up doing?
That one's tough, dude, because even though it's probably the most memorable and best written quest maybe of any game, I don't remember exactly what I did, except for the Baron still, this is what I'll tell you, the Baron still likes me, and there's a weird looking thing running around the stables, so that's all I really remember.
All right, two questions from Tryhard Face. After playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, while most of the characters were predictably one-dimensional, Socrates was surprisingly well-written, with fun philosophical challenges and a whole arc complete with motivations and backstory. Which side character in a game surprised you with how fun or engaging or interesting they were?
Gosh, this is going to be the most abstract, weird... Like, I know I could never remember anything. But I remember that I read an article where in PC Gamer where like the game was like a 60 or 65, but the guy gave a special shout out to a special NPC, one NPC in the game was just like super well written, and just like it was something to write home about or write in your magazine about. And then Chad had played the same game, and he's like, man, this one NPC is so well written. And sometimes one NPC is handed off to one person, and that person knocks it out of the park. And the only thing you can do is, and it's funny that I had never thought about this before Bobby brought it up, is like you find directors that you like for movies, and you follow that director. Like it seems like common sense, but it works out so well. Like I found out about Danny Boyle, and then like just started watching all his movies. I love them all. And much like that, you can find people who write specific things in video games and follow those people. And they usually, if they knock it out of the park like that, where people are writing specific articles on that character, they're going to get bigger games. They're going to get better writing roles. And you just follow that. So I don't know if I answered the question, but you know what I'm talking about, Bobby?
Yeah. Any specific examples? Well, what was the game you're talking about? You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cheese Vendor. never forget.
Now that's, see, that's voice acting.
Yeah, well, he brought the character to life with the voice.
He absolutely did. He absolutely did.
Yeah.
And somehow never, got voiced over. God, if we could ever get those guys on the phone, we got it. That's question number one.
They're on the list.
What happened to the cheese vendor?
Yeah. I want to know the story. I want to do a documentary. Figure out 8-part series documentary. I'm pitching it to Netflix. What happened to the cheese vendor?
Yeah. For you, Bobby?
Wheel of the good stuff. I don't know. Other than the cheese vendor, a side character in a game surprised you with how fun or engaging they were. A lot of times I see characters in games and I'm just like, oh, that's this guy from that guy, you know, like Scooter from Borderlands. I'm like, oh, that's Cooter from Dukes of Hazzard. You know?
Right.
So I don't know. They don't, a lot of them don't cross me as unique. I'd have to go through my games and look through and just think about that. Cause I'm sure there's better examples out there.
What's the one where you're, oh man, this is a stretch, but there's a rabbit and a dog, I believe, and they're private investigators, and it's a point-and-click adventure.
Journey, not Journey.
No. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I can't articulate it enough anyway.
Sam and Max?
Yeah, Sam and Max.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost all about the rabbit, which I believe is Sam, even though you play as Max.
Yeah, yeah. Sam's kind of like the, he's the wild card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's bringing everything up. He tells the story. He is the story. And I feel like you're just the one making the decisions.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of which, on the radar, we missed, I guess I never put it in there. There's a game, so Ico, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a breakthrough hit on PlayStation 1 or 2, where, like, you had to guide another character through all this thing. So, anyway, somebody made a horror version of that in VR, and it adds so much more to the game. It was from Shadow Master. He put it on there. I don't know what the name of it is. But, That really, like, when you have to take care of another character, like, I gave my game of the year to Innocence of Plague Tale. And a lot of the time that you're kind of really taking care of this other character.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that game really grabbed me, and emotionally I felt for the little kid, and there was times where he gets little attacks, he goes through seizures, and I felt so bad for him. And at those points, that's when you have to pick him up and carry him, and you can't defend yourselves. You can't use your sling anymore. You can't be offensive. It's all defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess chances like that, like where you have to really take care of something else, think of something else other than yourself within the game, those are ones that have really grabbed me over the years.
Hmm. Yep. This next question from Try Hard Face is for Ray, so we'll hold that off until next week.
I don't know. He said that this week was the last time he was going to have a chance. But here's the thing about Ray. His parents live down here. He's going to be down here a lot, at least 1 week in a month, I figure.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't be the last to work.
I said the same shit about Chad. Now he's dead, gone.
all right, Zap's got a lot of questions here. If you could make DLG into a full-time media conglomerate, what would it look like?
Something like Steam, if I had.
Steam?
So,
like you want to have a storefront where you sell video games?
No. I mean, the way that they... Business
philosophy.
Yeah, their philosophy. So technically, I mean, behind the scenes, whatever they say, that there's not a hierarchy, right? Everybody's equal. And everybody's opinion is equal and all that. And so, obviously Gabe's at the head end, but, which would be me, obviously. But everybody else is, equal. I like that whole thing. I mean, I don't know how good it is for business. There's not a lot of businesses out there like Steam, but I do like the way they run their ship. What about you, Bobby? Let's say next year we have 100,000 listeners.
100,000 listeners?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Stop that. Wait. Stop. Take the incredulousness out of your voice, sir.
No, I was going to say something, but then I bit my tongue. But if we had 100,000 listeners, God, I don't know, man. That would be kind of scary.
Man, you would have to seriously contemplate leaving your job.
No.
There's no way.
No.
What if, like, checks for, like, let's just say, stupid amounts, like $10,000 a week were showing up? Like, would you, at some point, you would have to contemplate it, right?
I mean, maybe I could focus on this more and, like, try to, I couldn't cut back on work. Like, I'd still want to do that, but maybe I could work, I don't know. I already work on this podcast like we had 100,000 listeners, man. Like, I don't know how much more I could give to it.
Last week? No. Well, if you didn't have a job, you could give 40 hours a week.
I don't know, dude. When I'm on vacation, like, I don't... you know the old saying, you know, if you want something done, give it to a busy man or woman. But
I never heard that saying, but it makes sense. Yeah.
You want... Yeah, dude, like, when I'm on vacation, I don't get anything done. Like, yeah. I get a lot less done with the podcast.
A lot of masturbating.
Yeah, I mean, just sometimes I don't even, like, play the games that I should be playing. I end up playing, like binging Deep Rock or
Right. No, dude, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm just completely useless.
Ah, finally, I can knock out 8 games and then bite into Isaac for fucking 17 hours.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've never really been good at being my own boss. So I don't know what would happen. Like, the way I read that question is like, what would we look like? And I'm trying to think of other, like, gaming podcasts, gaming
not like
channels.
That. I gotta imagine not like that. I don't know. I feel like we would take our own.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anybody out there, any, like, content provider that I'm like, yeah, that's the archetype, you know, that's what I would want to mimic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, the closest thing would be Big Comfy Couch, that little kid show. Something like that. Like, just like a couch where everybody can just talk and that's it. Mm. Just chill. Yeah. Kind of like what we do. I guess we would do what got us to the dance.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to reach the point where we could rent a studio and set stuff up there and not have to worry about all our gear and just have stuff set up real nice with lots of space, because I think there's something about going to a location and doing something. I go to a gym and I get a much better workout than if I'm at home, you know.
Right.
Like, the act of actually going somewhere and being in that environment just totally changes the dynamic, I think.
A lot of people say that. Yeah. And even people that have, like, their own businesses, they have a separate, like, a shed in the back where, like, they separate.
Where they can separate themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I kind of see that as, like, our next step, but it's a very, very big step. I mean, we'd have to make quite a bit more money than what we do right now with this to be able to afford that. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Not to say we're not happy where we're at, but, I mean, this is not going anywhere. No matter how busy I get, no matter how much more work I shovel off to Bobby, we're going to keep on trudging through this, you know?
All right.
I worked, I'm not kidding, commute? 85 hours this week. But it's because I knew I was going to have 2 weeks off. Mm-hmm. And then I said, like, Sam, I'm going to have 2 weeks off. I'm going to get all the house stuff done. And she's like, you think it's going to be off? We're going to have a baby. And I'm like, all you have to do is keep it alive. Like, I don't know how hard that's going to be. Anyway.
Well, you'll let us know next week.
Yeah, I guess so. Next week? You think this is going to be a podcast? No, I'm kidding.
Next question from Zap. Did you play any sports when you were younger? And if so, which ones?
Man, I really want to hear this from you.
I played a lot of sports, mostly baseball.
Yeah, you look like a baseball player.
Yeah, I know, right? I played a lot of baseball when I was younger, catcher, outfield. I was a very fast runner, man. I was so proud of myself because I typically batted leadoff. I was really good at getting on base and really good at stealing bases. Mm. Really, really fast runner.
What ages are we talking?
We're talking about right before I quit as I got into high school. Like right. When I got into high school, I was just like, computers.
Yeah. Attaboy.
But I did a little bit of track and field too, and that was fun if that's a sport. When I was young, I had a lot of energy, and I was always running around the house and running into things. I know it doesn't sound anything like me, right? My uncle he'd nicknamed me Bam Bam. He'd always call me Bam Bam from the Flintstones.
Bam, bam.
I was always just like running into stuff and breaking things. So anyway, my mom said, if you don't stop doing that, I'm going to put you in a gymnastics class so you can get all that energy out. And sure enough, she did. So did a little bit of gymnastics.
Why you can do the splits.
Yeah, maybe. Why I'm super flexible. But the most fun I ever had playing any organized sports was hockey. My brother... the place that he worked at sponsored a hockey team. And I was like, Dad, I've never played hockey. Don't even really know how to skate, but I'll try it out. And I just kind of like got thrown into it head first, learned how to do all of it. And it is so much fun. Like I've played a lot of sports, a lot of organized sports too, like baseball and hockey, hands down. It's expensive though. And it takes forever putting gear on, taking gear off. And it's just like, and it wasn't like full contact or anything like that. Like it was kind of a lighter league for beginners.
At what age did you take that up to?
Oh, this was like in my 20s. It was just like an amateur.
Okay, league. Cool.
Yeah.
Because maybe you can answer this. So I've been going to some feeder league or whatever it's called, like right before NHL, the goals.
Mm-hmm.
Right. How do people know when their cycle is up and more people come out to replace them? Like how do you know?
What are you talking about? Oh, when...
Like when you're tired and they... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know exactly.
Wait. You played it.
Yeah. No, I mean, usually you have like a coach that tells you, like you're in, you're out, or if it's like offense...
They're yelling at you?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. This was like an amateur league, so there was a lot of things that we didn't do. But yeah, you have your...
So you're saying the coaches didn't know. I guess when you're tired, you just go skate to the box.
Well, you so many people on the ice, too, unless you have one out for
right, right, of course.
I don't know. We've got a lot of Canadians, man. You should ask them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, ask the Canadians in Discord.
But, so I don't like sports, but I've been going to Golds games, and man, it's fun, man. Been going to a lot of Golds games.
Oh, they're wild, dude. The hockey is a wild sport, and it is so, it was the craziest workout I've ever had. And somebody on the team gave me some great advice. He said, you're going to like sweat more than you've ever sweat before. Don't drink Gatorade, drink water. You're just going to sweat all the Gatorade out and you're just going to pour more down your throat and you're never going to have your thirst quenched. Mm. So I switched to water and he was absolutely right. But I remember, especially before I really learned how to skate well, like it was so hard. And like, I thought I was just going to die. And I'm fairly athletic, especially in my early 20s, but like it was just working muscles that I had never used.
Right, before. Right, right. Hip flexors and shit. Yeah. My buddy got really into the Sharks, like going to the games. I was like, dude, why is this a thing? And he's like, dude, sometimes they fight and it's like a fucking thing. And at the same time, I was getting into the UFC. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, in the UFC, they fight the whole time. Like, I don't know why. But now going to the games...
Yeah,
it
builds up to it, and it's like a high point, and then everyone goes crazy. Yeah, it's like watching NASCAR and just waiting for the wreck, you know? You're just waiting for it to happen.
So I feel, it's kind of. I guess it comes down to your personality, but like in basketball, there's so much scoring that it almost doesn't matter until the end.
Mm-hmm.
In hockey, every score matters.
Yeah, it's like soccer.
Like soccer, yeah.
They'll lose their minds when someone scores a goal. All right, next question from, another one from Zap.
Oh, wait, was that the
what did
played?
You do? Yeah, what did you do? You did wrestling, right?
I wrestled a little bit. My brother was state champion and also captain of football league, offense and defense. And me and my brother have the exact same body, but the difference between me and my brother was... I found video games. Mm. It's basically what happened. Like, we're the exact same person, except for, like, exactly that. like Nintendo came out in my generation, wow. And me
like
and
a
him
science experiment, man.
Yeah, it really is.
Control and
yeah, it really is. We have the exact same body, and so, but there's a 15-year difference between us, so you can see like culturally what happened differently. Yeah. And he was like, "You're such." He never said like you're a piece of shit, but. Like, he's like, you're such a waste of, like, physical talent. Like, you have this Ferrari, but you're sitting there and you're playing, like, like driving games. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's how it turned out. And so, yeah, he was state champion. And I barely made starting, what do you call that? I don't even remember. What do you call it when you're the first ones that go? I don't know. What do you call it? Dude.
Starting something?
Yeah, the starters? No.
Starters?
No. Mm. I don't know.
The go-firsters?
Yeah, the go-firsters.
Okay.
I barely made it.
Well. Yeah.
Varsity.
Sports.
Oh, varsity. Varsity. Yes. Okay. I well, barely made varsity deal, right? My freshman year. Yeah, kind of. I was the backup guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't my thing.
All right. Next question from Zap. If you had to lose a combination of two of your limbs, both legs or both arms, one of each, what would you lose and why?
I'm waiting for you, Bob.
I don't know, man. I feel like I could actually get by without my legs pretty well. I think I could do fine without legs.
You can't fuck that well.
Yeah, you figure something out.
And you figure something out.
Yeah, dude, just go all out upper body strength.
All right. You know how, like, Daredevil, all his senses got way stronger because he lost his sight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lose all four just so my cat gets stronger. You know what I'm saying?
So
I can make it bend and shit.
You're going to be
at will.
Like a quadriplegic.
Right. With a super strong cat. Much like that deer game. I'd just be Spider-Maning around the shit.
I don't know how that's going to work out for you.
Nor I, sir. But I'm willing to do the experiment.
All right. Question from Junkzor here. I don't think I've heard you guys mention Escape from Tarkov. It's a pretty hardcore FPS and super stressful, but I am thoroughly enjoying it. It's pretty hot right now with the streaming community as well. Has anyone played it?
This was the one of the most decisive. Is that the right word?
I'm not sure what you're trying to say yet.
Like we didn't know how to put this in a box. It was such a weird game. Now I kind of know how to explain it. It's like I call it a play for keeps game.
Well, it's a battle royale, but you take gear into it.
Yeah.
And if you lose that gear, it's gone for good.
Right.
But if you take that gear, you have a better chance of winning. So
right.
It's a gamble.
And you can sneak out with it without gaining any gear. Like, this is a bad situation. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to get out.
Yeah. So Escape from Tarkov is one of, I think I brought this up on a listener question a while ago, but it was one of my biggest regrets as far as purchasing a game, although I think we used podcast money to buy it. We bought like four copies of it, $40 a piece. Not on Steam, not on anything. I didn't install it.
It wasn't 20? It was 40?
Yeah, it was $40 a piece, I think. Well, we got a deal because we bought a four pack, so maybe it was like a little cheaper. But we spent a lot of money on it, and it was a good game, but it was definitely not my type of game. I'm not that into battle royales, and this was just like way too much. So I immediately, like after playing it, I was like, nope, uninstalled it, and I've never touched it again. And it's, I wouldn't even know how to reinstall it. I don't know if I could go to their website and log in because
we had
to install it like it was like 2001.
Yeah.
And
go to their, I felt like it was a Russian, like,
executable.
Yeah, I really thought it, yeah. I remember going back now that you
write permissions on your C drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like super weird, super shady, and
super shady,
and
dude.
Super expensive.
To the point where I was like, this is a Russian.
Yeah, we were like Googling
troll.
It. Like, you know, Escape from Tarkov, legit?
Legit. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the game itself, I didn't like. And we had chosen, they fixed this later, but we chose sides. And before we could talk about
stuck.
It, yeah, we were like, oh, what side did you choose? I chose this side. Oh, well, just change back. Turns out you can't.
You can't. So I was Your account is locked.
Yeah, my account was locked on the opposite side of everybody else that was playing. And I think they changed that so where you can go back and forth now. But it was so... It was such a bizarre experience.
The whole game was bizarre at first. Like, but now it's a little more
popular. Like, people really like this game. They really get into it.
So people like to play for keeps, and that's why I named it that.
But you know, I'm not a battle royale, so I don't expect me to like this game, and don't take my
opinion,
my criticism of it. Too harshly because
it's the hardest of the hardcore games.
Mm-hmm.
Really. There might be some game that I don't know about that's harder, but this is the hardest of the hardcore games.
Yeah. Okay. I think this is our last question here from Sniper.
Sniper.
I don't know if that's how it was spelt or maybe he changed his name in Discord. let's see. This is a question to hold the position as you slowly read it out loud. And what this question is meant for you to think about is how you're going to tease all these interviews you're about to do.
Wow.
That's a
fucking, he's a troll.
Yeah.
Goddamn troll.
So yeah, we are locking down some interviews and we're trying to make it so we can consistently have one out every single Friday, like we were doing for a while. Which we did a pretty good job, but then we hit Christmas and like a lot of people didn't get back to us. Everybody was just, on vacation and not responding. So we had to take a little bit of
business doesn't get done between basically a month at the end of the year.
But we've got some that I'm very excited about, and I've already locked one. Like, I think I've locked dates for two of them. Another one's kind of tentative, but some that. You know, when we do these interviews, we do a lot of research on the person and we prepare questions. And, so we go into this and we make sure we have stuff to talk about. But, we've got some coming up where I barely even need to do any research because they're some of my favorite games. So I'm
God damn, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. And we're going to try to reach outside of just developers as well and just maybe get streamers, maybe get YouTubers, just whatever.
My favorite is developers, though, because... A lot of time we kind of guess, and I feel like a ton of times, I always play devil's advocate. I try to see everybody's, and so people shit on a game or whatever, and I'm like, well, they try to do this because of this or whatever. And like, I want to see if that really was why they made that decision, or maybe it was just an artistic choice or whatever it is. So my favorite ones are developers, so... And a lot of them are really open and they're forthcoming and they want to do an interview and stuff. And a lot of time it's not even about selling copies. It's just about like talking about, man, it really, this is why like 2077 is such the big breakout, not breakout hit, but like something that we're looking forward to is because we know that CD Projekt Red pushed so much passion into the games because they love it. And when Bobby's doing these interviews with people that they were the one or two or like part of the 5-man group that made this game, all there is passion. It's not, nobody says like, let's get into the indie game profession to make shit tons of money. If you do that, you're an idiot. Because, like, there's one in a thousand that is the Stardew Valley.
Well, I feel like those people get weeded out pretty quickly in this business, too. Because it's so demanding that if you don't love it, then you are immediately going to lose interest.
Like, I'm complaining about, like, 70 or 80-hour weeks. We're talking about, like, your entire life. You wake up, you code until you can't code anymore. You eat when you can, and then you fall back asleep. That's what we're talking about. And I love talking to those people and how much... Well, I like Bobby talking to those people right now because I don't have the time to even talk to people. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, I've really enjoyed this.
Developer is such a broad term, too. There's so many people that go into making a game. And we've talked to a lot of people working with very small teams. But then there's also people that, you know, they just write stories. They just do music. They, you know, just maybe they do coding. Maybe they do big ideas. Like, there's so many different things you can do in the industry. So, yeah, we want to talk to as many people as we can.
And also, who do you want to hear from? Hit us up.
Yeah, that would be
basically cool, just tell Sniper, and he can comply. He's like a robot. He's very Bobby like in that way.
Yeah, if we could get some suggestions from listeners on, and you know, like keep in mind, guys, we don't have the biggest reach either. We're not.
Yes, we do, Bobby. We have had some major names.
Surprised how many people will respond. Like even at these larger development studios, you'd be surprised who. Who is totally down to talk to you, even regardless of our size. Thanks for the 100 potatoes incidents.
Thanks, homie. Are you in Chicago right now? We'll talk later.
Just start a one-sided conversation with Jeff.
Well, I know he's out there because Days lives out there or somewhere around there.
No, that's all wrong. All right, I think that is an episode. What are we playing next week?
Baby Simulator X-1000. I don't know, dude.
Fatherhood.
The uncertainty going into the next week is the weirdest thing. Because everybody's warning me, oh, bro, you're never going to sleep again, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not one who... I've always... How do I say this? I always try to set myself up for the worst situations. So, like when bad things happen, I don't take medicine for it. I just go through it. If something bad happens, I just try to man through it. If I can't, like, if things are disrupting my sleep, it doesn't bother me. Like, I think it's going to be fine. I'm not worried at all. I'm not somebody that needs 8 hours sleep, okay. I guess is a way to say
Smash
it.
Smash cut to 2 weeks later.
We'll see. Yeah. I didn't want to say the things that I just said, but like it really is true. I've always tried to set myself up for the worst situations. So I think I'm going to be fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited to hear that, how that goes. I don't know what I'm going to play this week. It's either going to be...
Trying Four?
Maybe. I kind of had planned to play Heaven's Vault. Now, that's by the developers that made 80 Days. Highly recommended by so many people. Good reviews. And, you know, with the credibility from 80 Days, you know it's got to be good. So, possibly that. But, I don't know. We'll see where the wind takes me.
Aw. Speaking of Bobby, Chi, Ray... Chad, Minnie, and myself. Forgotten titties, everyone. Bye-bye. It says I'm back in SDs defrosting my nuts.